T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out there and get them. Thank you for hanging out with us. You are commercial free all day today on 97.1 Amp Radio. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, or you could also hit us up on the phone lines at 877-971-HITS. That is the number to call. Got a little Monday motivation for you. And a little bit of context to it. It comes along with a story. My good friend Steven, man, just got caught up with him. And I kind of lost track, you know, and then caught up. And his story is just super awesome. But I'll start off with this. I just want to encourage you to not waste a lifetime working at a job you dislike, but you feel you have to do. Instead, begin investing in your calling that you know you would love to do. I know it's not easy. You say, yo, man, I got to pay bills. I got to do what I got to do. I got zero time to invest in what I really want to do, so on and so forth. I caught up with my friend, Steven. He was born and raised here in Monterey Park, L.A. area, with a single mom, Latino cat, super, super great guy. And he ended up going to Stanford Law. And he graduated there. And then he got into one of the greatest law firms, you know, quote unquote, greatest law firms here in L.A. And he absolutely hated it. He went in there, he was crushing it, doing great things, but he was defending white-collar crime. And he's like, I just don't feel good inside about defending white-collar crime. And he's like, but it would be crazy for me to leave such a great opportunity. So he came across this book called The Big Leap Book, which basically one of the principles in it is do what you love first thing in the morning. Maybe wake up an hour or two earlier a day.
You mean go back to sleep?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What I would do what I love right out at the gates in the morning. I wouldn't be here till 7:30.
And quit your day job.
Bye.
And then eventually it's going to become your full-time job. And that's what Steven did, man. He woke up an hour or two earlier every day and started working on his own thing. And now, you know, he's got a startup company called Fair Claims. And basically what it does is you could do small claims court online without, like, people paying crazy amount of money for lawyers. So he feels like, in a way, that's part of his calling, using his gift and law, if you will, to help people out. And I just thought it was so cool, man, because he could have sat there and just worked at that law firm, been very successful, but deep down inside, been extremely unhappy. You know, so I just want to encourage you, man. Wake up an hour earlier, go to sleep an hour later, whatever it is. Make it happen. It's worth it if it's truly your calling. Coming up next, we got weekend recaps. Very interesting things. Brian was supposed to have the birds and the bees conversation with his 12-year-old godson. How did that go? Also, Chelsea, you were going to try something out for the very first time called TM.
Yeah, Transcendental Meditation.
Is Chelsea even here? Was that really
it's
her?
A hologram.
We'll find out coming up next. And I tried to avoid a dad fail doing our baby sex reveal photos this weekend. Can't be that hard, right? We'll find out next.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Still giving you $1,000 10 times a day, starting at 7:10 this morning, every hour after that through 5 p.m., right? Instagram every hour. Right about now, our weekend recap. Hopefully you had a great weekend. The weather was absolutely gorgeous. Brian had to have a conversation this weekend. That was his goal with his 12-year-old godson about the birds and the bees. We'll get into that in a second. I just didn't want to fail at doing our baby sex reveal photos this weekend. I was in charge of it. We have a 2-year-old daughter, Ariella, and my wife is 8 months pregnant. She's like, please handle that. You can just tell us, by the second baby, she doesn't care as much.
Right.
Because with Ariella, she was all over it. She's like, it's got to be perfect. And now she's like, yeah, go ahead and handle it. AK, it's not going to be perfect.
You got to delegate responsibility. Plus, I imagine statistically, you get less likes on the second baby's photo. Sorry, second baby. The first baby, everyone's like, whoa! Second baby, like, and Eric did this once.
Yeah, exactly. So I will tell you this. I got the right color balloons. So I did that correctly. Obviously, yellow.
Obviously, blue.
And then we went to the top of this hill by Lake Matthews out in Riverside. It's gorgeous. I didn't know this, that there's going to be 30 to 40 mile per hour gusts on Friday in the evening. So the entire time, Janet's fighting, if you're a girl, you know what I'm talking about, fighting the hair out of the front of her face. Aww. And we're fighting the balloons that keep coming in front, and we're like punching them, you know?
Balloons and 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts aren't like super, they're cohesive.
And then we're like just hoping Ariela doesn't fly off the cliff too, you know, because she's in the picture too. So it went well, guys. But I did have a dad fail this weekend, and it's kind of my wife's fault. So that was very mature to say, right?
I'll take it.
My wife says that I'm a helicopter dad. I'm always hovering like the ghetto bird over my daughter, you know, making sure, protecting her, whatevs. So she's like, yo, chill out a little bit. Let her just be out on her own. I'm like, all right, cool. So we go to story time at Barnes & Noble, right? I want her to be an educated Latina, reading, love books, etc. So we're there, and it's about to start, and I see Ariela jump on the stage. Normally, I would have jumped on and be like, no, babe, let's get down from there, you know? But I'm like, all right, I'm just going to let her go. So I let her go. Ariela starts performing Coco songs and Baby Shark. And next thing, she goes up to this huge 5-foot display of Captain Underpants, who's just this dude wearing whitey tighties. And she starts kind of punching it in the underwear. And then the entire display, which is creepy, the entire display falls on my daughter's face. And then she just laughs it off. And guess who jumps on stage? My wife. She's a helicopter.
But did she do it out of safety or out of like, don't embarrass us? You just knocked over the cardboard in front of all the parents and kids.
Probably both. Check out the video and decide for yourself. It's up on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. My daughter was fine. She was laughing it off. Brian, how'd it go talking to your godson about the birds and the bees, bro? Did you do research before this?
Yeah, man. Well, kind of. I mean, I thought about doing that, and then my weekend got busy. So I got a text last week from my mom, said, hey, 12-year-olds should come with a warning label. They're asking me questions about sex ed. And my mom, doesn't need to be doing this. Like, she's raising a 12-year-old out of the goodness of her heart. So, and like, she's realized, like, having a teenager for a second time when she's in her 60s is definitely not the easiest situation to handle. Plus, he's got friends, and it's just confusing. So she was like, hey, Brian, will you talk to him about sex stuff? And I'm like, bleh. Like, it's not really like what I'm trying to do. Yeah. Also, I don't even
remember. On my weekend?
Well, yeah, and also, I don't even remember my dad having to talk with me, so I don't know.
You just figured it out.
Yeah, I just remember him going, like, looking at me going, like, prom night, gonna be careful, right? And I was like, yeah, man, I suppose, like, I'll make sure I don't trip or, what do you do? Nah, you know what I mean, be careful on prom night. That was the extent of my birds and the bees chit-chat with my dad, so I was looking at stuff, and all I could tell so far is that if you screw it up, it's stuff that people make fun of you for life. Yeah. I don't want to be a clown. You know what I mean? I don't want him making like, do you believe Brian said this when I was 12? So what happened was, I called him up on Sunday, and he literally, I called my mom too, and she's like, we don't have time for any of this. I'm like, you're the one who wanted me to talk to him.
What?
She's like, I'm too busy, Brian. So now, and I talked to Ray for a second, and I was like, hey, buddy, Joanne wants us to have a talk this week. He's like, yeah, I'm playing Fortnite right now. And I was like, man. So I got to get on Fortnite and just educate all these kids, I guess. But
as you're playing Fortnite, because you have your headset on, you can talk to him about the birds and the bees, bro.
I'm like, yeah, you know what you don't want to get stuck with? That person over there. So be careful. So my mom said no. Like, so this week I got to try to do it. This week I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't work. Though I'm kind of just rooting for it never to work. So
yeah.
If I wait long enough, he'll figure it out like I did.
Also, 12's kind of older. Like, I feel like I got the talk when I was probably like 7
from your
or
pants?
Eight. Yeah. I was young.
7 or 8.
I think I started asking questions because people were just talking about it at school.
Right.
So they gave me like a book.
Well,
you know?
Chelsea, there's a difference between understanding how babies come from and how babies are made. Because 12 years old is when you start figuring out your junk works.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a different chat.
Although your mom is a nurse, so she could just give her some biology books or give him some biology books.
I mean, he's got the internet. He could Google it all if he needs it.
Now that is a good godparent right there.
Go for it, buddy.
Hey, listen, Google this. All right, coming up next, Chelsea's going to tell us how this first time experiment went for her doing transcendental meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds dope. Coming up next on 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Chelsea's giving us a weekend recap. She tried something for the very first time, and no, it's not going east of the 110. She still has yet to do that.
It's true.
One of these days, though, Brian, I believe, bro. I believe that will happen.
We got to find a reason for that. Is there some like a date we could send her on over there
with a hot Australian musician?
Yeah, someone over there who's like east of the 110. Los Feliz.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you guys want, guys.
Anyways, Chelsea was actually gonna try out TM, transcendental meditation. We don't even know if Chelsea's here right now or not. Where's her mind?
We don't even really know what the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, break it down. First of all, What is it? Okay. And then what was your experience with it?
It's cool. It's different than, so I've done meditate. I've been meditating for a couple years now, but yeah. What's different about it is that they basically give you this mantra, your guide. So you meet with your guide, you have this one-on-one sort of ritualistic session with them, and they give you...
Ritualistic? What the, does that mean?
It's very like, it's very...
Let's not gloss over the important details. Ritualistic.
Well, that's the thing. You actually can't talk about it because it's really...
Like Fight Club? Yeah, you got Transcendental Fight Club?
I can't talk about what my mantra is.
I don't want to know your mantra. I want to know the ritualistic
stuff. But I can't talk about that either, Ryan.
Sounds creepy.
But so they give you this mantra that everyone has like their own kind of, it's like a mantra tone that sort of centers you. And you do it twice a day, 20 minutes a day, twice a day.
Cool.
And I've only had a couple classes, so I still have a few more to go. But
mantra.
Yeah.
Do they choose it for you or you choose it?
They choose it for you.
Oh, that's cool. So that's really empowering.
So when you're doing, here, this is yours. It's like you're...
I wouldn't even know where to start.
It's like your gang name. They jumped you in. Yeah. So wait, what is the difference, though, you said the difference between that type of meditation and any type. I'm a meditation rookie. Let's just pretend like a lot of people listening don't know what in the blazing hell we're talking about. So what's the difference specifically when you're meditating for the transcendental meditation and just the regular times where you just pull up a YouTube video or whatever?
Well, I think with the having this mantra, it just centers you. So you kind
just like say it over and over again?
You say it over and over again in your head. And it kind of gives you just something to sort of focus on without focusing. And I feel like a lot of meditations, they want you to focus on breath work or focus or, you know, not let thoughts come in. But it's more about just kind of accepting as you are and not judging yourself and just kind of being in that moment and letting your mind rest. And it's been great. I still have a lot to learn. So I can't answer all the questions right now. I'm still learning.
And Chelsea, you can't tell us what the mantra is?
No, I can't.
Okay, that's fine. And do you repeat that same mantra?
Over and over again.
Or even for how long?
For 20 minutes. So 20
minutes. No, but meaning like a month,
like
2 months, the year?
No, that is the meditation.
Okay.
But anyways, I still have more to learn about it, so I'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah,
but I want to get to actually what my favorite part of the weekend was, because that was sort of, like, I still have a couple more classes, but I actually spent my entire Saturday on Skid Row training to tutor and mentor homeless kids.
Oh, that's dope.
So it was like such a cool experience. I met up with a bunch of other tutors, and we just had this amazing day kind of learning how to tutor these kids. And things were going to come in, like things that you'll have to deal with coming in contact with these homeless kids. And so it's something that I'll be doing for the next year, meeting with them each week and stuff. So
that's awesome.
That was kind of the highlight of my week.
You did go east of the 110 then.
Close to
it. There you go. See?
Chelsea, is there a name for that nonprofit?
Yeah, it's called School on Wheels.
Yeah, so maybe some of our listeners are interested in that.
Yeah.
School on Wheels.
Yeah,
I love that. That's awesome.
It's an awesome program. I'm really excited about it.
On a serious note, that's really dope.
Thanks.
Good stuff, family. You are commercial free all day today. Also, your chance to win $1,000 every hour. Listen to this.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
The SAG Awards happened last night. It was a pretty good show, pretty chill. Here's some highlights. So Black Panther took home Best Ensemble Cast Award. It's a historic win. It was the first time a superhero movie has won the top SAG Award. The cast was very surprised. Chadwick Boseman got up on stage with the entire cast, but he said he didn't have a speech, and he kind of was like, oh, what do I say? But then pulled it together and delivered quite the inspiring speech. Here it is.
To be young, gifted, and black, we all know what it's like to be told that there is not a place for you to be featured, a screen for you to be featured on, a stage for you to be featured on. And that is what we went to work with every day, because we knew that we had something special that we wanted to give the world.
That's awesome right there.
It's so good to see that movie getting all the awards right now.
Well, it deserves it, man.
Yeah.
I loved the storyline.
So
the acting was great in it. And therefore, do you think it's kind of like predicting the future, what's going to happen in the Oscars?
A lot of times, yeah. I mean, that's what they say. With each award show, it kind of sums that up.
Or it could, for a lot of Academy voters, they'd be like, ah, good, they won one. You know what I mean? Like, I think if Black Panther goes into the Oscars not winning anything, I think the pressure's on for Academy voters to be like, it's a good movie, but is it better than The Green Book? Is it better than Roma? Some of these other movies that are a little more on the artsy side. It's really hard to compare an action movie to, like, an artsy movie that's in, you know, foreign language film. Like, how do you even stack those head-to-head?
Speaking of Black Panther, did you guys see Michael B. Jordan? I mean, he always looks so handsome, but he was wearing this, like, colorful harness over his suit. It almost looked like a posture corrector, but it was, like, sparkly almost. I don't know. I saw it, and I was like, was that a style? I don't know.
I didn't know the SAG Awards happened until this morning.
Okay, so you didn't see it. So anyways, we'll move on.
But listen, he can wear whatever the hell he wants.
I was surprised.
I mean, if I was impressive. I wouldn't wear a shirt. I'm impressed he's wearing a shirt. All I got is shredded.
You're speaking my language. Cutest Couple Award goes to Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. So Emily won Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor for her role in A Quiet Place, which is the film that she did with her husband, John. He actually directed it. And so she won this award, and it was so cute. She like thanked him, and he teared up, and aww, it was this moment. And here's her thanking him.
I am going to share this completely with my husband, John Krasinski, because the entire experience of doing this with you has completely pierced my heart directly. You are a stunning filmmaker. Thank you for giving me the part. You would have been in major trouble if you hadn't, so you didn't really have an option, but thank you.
That's good. No nepotism there at all.
It sounds like he's lucky she let him be in the film. Who's dragging her down? She wins Best Actress, and he's like, "Well, I don't get anything, guys." You guys see, none of us really had any lines. You know, we had to be quiet the whole time.
You get a happy wife, bro. That's a tremendous award right there.
True that. So as far as big TV wins go, Edgar, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I love that show.
That show was one of the biggest TV shows. So good. They won Outstanding Ensemble in a Comedy Series, and then a couple other awards, and then also my favorite, This Is Us, one Outstanding Ensemble Drama. So it was good to see them there. So, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a good show.
Right about now, hilarious, damn he dumb story of the day.
Damn he dumb.
Let's see if you guess the right city on who has the worst road rage, at least according to this weekend story, all right? Where a dude got in a fender bender, ended up on the other guy's hood while the dude drove off at 70 miles per hour. It was like a Mission Impossible movie, bro.
I mean, I feel like a detail right there, driving off at 70 miles an hour on a freeway, ought to give you a little bit of a tip as to what city. Because I know there's one of the cities of Boston and L.A. where you haven't driven 70 miles an hour on the freeway ever. All right. So 37-year-old Mark Fitzgerald was driving, and 65-year-old Richard Kamrowski. They had a little bit of a merging lanes type of fender bender where two cars are kind of going, you know, one's trying to, you know, get out of the far left lane. They, you know, kind of had a little bit of a ding there. Richard Kamrowski got out of his car, and they started to proceed to get into somewhat of a verbal altercation. Mark Fitzgerald decided he was going to drive off. He wasn't going to stick around for the cops. He was like, whatever, I'm leaving. Well, that's when 65-year-old Richard Kamrowski jumped on the hood of his car.
Damn, he dumb.
And Mark Fitzgerald took off at 70 miles an hour.
No way!
Driving on the interstate. There are numerous cell phone camera videos and pictures of people filming this man hanging on the front of a car. But also, you're in rush hour traffic. And, well, let me just tell you, it was Boston. And this is why it's even more dumb, because they were on the Mass Pike. Now, the Mass Pike is a turnpike, only has exits like one every 9 miles.
Damn.
So you're not going anywhere. Like, you have to pay to get off the freeway. So now they're stuck there. Eventually, about 5 or 6 miles after the incident started, a good Samaritan got Fitzgerald out of the car at gunpoint.
Whoa!
Because the dude wouldn't stop his car, and this old man was on the hood of the car.
Not a cop, just a dude
just
driving.
A regular guy with a legal license to carry a handgun.
Oh my God.
And there's a photo of this dude pointing the gun at the driver of the car, telling him to get out of the car to wait for the cops to come. Both were arrested. Both would be arraigned in court in Waltham, Massachusetts this afternoon. I can't imagine the 65-year-old's going to be in very much trouble. All he was doing was trying to get the guy out of the car, and then he got on the hood and then went for a little bit of a ride.
Damn, he done.
There you go. Listen, if you have issues going to sleep, you're not alone. Insomniac is a real thing. And DJ Majestic, you have tons of issues trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Every night. It's a real thing. I mean, it goes on for days, weeks on.
Well, it can be hard, too, when you work in this business, too, where you're up early. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm out of clubs doing stand-up, and then I'm up at 4:30, and then on the weekends, I sleep till noon. Your body just has no idea what's going on ever.
No routine.
And I'm sure you tried it all, you know what I'm saying? But it looks like there's a great solution to this now, and I came across this story, and I was just fascinated by it. It's this podcast called Sleep With Me. It has millions of downloads. It's hosted by Drew Ackerman, who's from Oakland. He's in his early 40s and is a librarian. Not creepy at all.
She's right? totally into being quiet.
Reminds me of the show on Netflix, You.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me, please keep your voice down.
So here's the whole situation behind this, right? Usually when you're talking about doing a radio show or a podcast, it's like, man, how can we be as engaging as possible to keep people guessing what's coming up next, to keep you engaged? And the opposite, right? Not falling asleep. This dude has the opposite approach. How can I make you fall asleep? And therefore, he reaches his goals. And it's by just going off on random tangents. And DJ Majestic tried out for the first time last night.
Yeah, I did.
So we're going to, this is the episode you listened to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hear a little bit about it. And then we'll hear from DJ Majestic to see if it helped him go to sleep. Okay, here it is.
I was just thinking of a cloak with only sleeves. And then for me, because I don't like to wear a shirt, I'll be honest with you. Not to paint an unnecessary picture, but I would have a cloak. I would have sleeves. It would kind of be like a reverse vest. I hope you can feel that. Now changed. If you're new, usually, you know, vulnerability comes in subtler cloaks and normally. Send my voice across the deep dark and I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents.
I feel like this guy has been having that exact conversation with everyone in his life for 40 years. Like, since he learned how to speak, people have been like, he never goes anywhere.
And everybody just goes, man, you put me to sleep when you talk. And he's like, business idea.
Cha-ching.
Business idea. So, DJ Majestic, how did it go for you? And before you tell me that, because, I mean, this guy's so legit. He has, like, advertisers and everything on his show. Check this out.
Paid support, dear Scooter on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want. Now on with the show.
Oh my gosh, it's whispering. I love that. And it's also subliminal. You know when like you hear those whispering like when you go to sleep or your eyes are closed, I feel like you're probably absorbing it more than if you were just listening to it during the day.
That's how I'm doing every commercial from here on out, the radio station. That is amazing. What just happened right there? Just like just a weird beat. It sounds like it's made by a 9-year-old on GarageBand.
DJ Majestic, how was your experience, bro, sleeping with this 40-year-old librarian?
Well, yeah. First when you told me the title, Edgar, Sleep With Me, I was excited about it. I thought I should check it out.
But your girlfriend, Jamie, probably wasn't.
I didn't tell her about the Sleep With Me podcast. But
different podcast.
And then it opens up with that music and then it's telling me to buy merch and stuff like that. So I was like, no, this is not cool. And then I hear his creepy voice about having no shirt on and reverse vests. And I'm the type to like kind of process the thoughts of what he's saying. So it did not help me sleep at all.
It did the opposite.
It did the opposite. I was awake and I was a little bit angry about the podcast itself. And then I looked the dude up to see what gives him credentials to put people to sleep. And then he's just a librarian.
Just
dude.
Boring.
Yeah. So.
Did he give you weird dreams at all?
No. Lucky I didn't dream about him with no shirt on.
So this guy is so amazing, man. He has live nap shows, like live broadcasts, where people roll up and for 48 minutes will sit there, bring a pillow and a blanket, and he just talks nonsense and puts people to sleep.
I actually respect this guy for embracing what people would say is like his biggest handicap and making it his biggest financial tool, right? So he's been getting told his whole life, he's so boring. Oh, every time you talk, I want to fall asleep. And he was like, watch me turn that into money.
There you go. Winning at life. There it is. By the way, if you don't want to fall asleep, check out our podcast, please. Download the radio.com app and search Amp Morning Show. We put it up on the daily, all right? We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Huge update on the hookup hotline in case you missed it on Friday. Julia from LA, age 30, and Aaron, 29, from Sherman Oaks, decided to continue the hookup. It was very shocking what Aaron asked at the very end, the last 3 seconds of the hookup hotline, and I thought it was going to be downhill after he asked that, but actually, Julia was down. Listen to this highlight before we find out what happened over the weekend.
Are you a gym rat?
I do a lot of calisthenics. I mean, I'm kind of busy and stuff at work, and like I'm also an artist, so I do a lot of stuff, so it's really hard to get on the gym regularly. But quick question, sex on the first date?
Whoa!
Love it!
Ooh, depends on the chemistry. Fair.
She's open to it!
I was shy because, Chelsea, if a dude asked you that the first time that he's talking to you, how would you react, honestly?
I would be really annoyed because it would get in my head, too, where I'd be like, oh, what are your intentions?
All right, we have Aaron and Julia back on with us. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. Wow.
I feel like there's a weirdness.
Julia, why don't we go with you first? How did things go this weekend?
I first thought they were really good. We went out to dinner, you know, did all the obligatory first date stuff, then also did some other stuff at my place. It was really hot and it was really good. And I was expecting things to go really well after we had really good sex, but I did not hear from him since he left my apartment on Saturday morning.
Did you reach out to him and he just didn't respond?
Yeah, it was just like, hey, you know, had a really great time. Hope you did too. Would love to, you know, see you again.
Julia, so since Saturday morning, you have not heard anything from Aaron except right this moment that we're about to hear his perspective on things.
Not a thing. And can I tell you, we exchanged social media and he has posted on Instagram. So,
I know he's not dead. Something that me and my friends keep track of.
So it's not like he lost his phone.
No. He's not dead at all.
Before we continue crucifying Aaron, let's hear his side of things, guys.
Wow.
All right. Aaron, is this all true, what Julia has said so far?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say, Julia, I really appreciate it. It was really fun. And, you know, we had a great time.
Really appreciate it.
Was it a job interview?
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for taking the time to see me.
No. I mean, yeah. But, I mean, I've been busy and stuff. Honestly, I didn't want to lead you on because, like, I feel like... No, it was really cool. Like, I think we'd be great friends, though, but I don't feel the same way. I still like to hang out, though, like, as friends.
No. We're not going to be friends.
Good.
Yeah, that's kind of rude, first of all. Mm-hmm. You weren't trying to do the right thing. You could have picked up the phone and just told me the truth, especially after the night before.
I mean, it's only been 2 days. It's Monday.
It's only been 2 days, but, like, we spent the whole night together, and after the things that we did, I would think that you'd have the courtesy to at least text me.
Here's what bugs me, Aaron, is you said, yeah, man, I think we'd be good friends. I guarantee you that you figured that out before you guys slept together, but you still went ahead and slept with her. And you're saying you don't want to lead her on.
Yeah, I don't want to lead her on, you know?
And I'm sorry, that really pisses me off.
Me too. And like, and why couldn't you just text her the next day? Like, why couldn't you just respond to her?
But what would I say? Like, what would I say?
Be an honest man.
Like, I felt like it was more of a friendship thing. And then, like, for example, like, you're following me on social media, and then you're saying, I'm posting here, I'm posting there. It's just kind of weird that you're kind of stalking me a little bit.
First of all, you were the one who gave me your social media handles. That's number one. And number two, last time I checked, I didn't my
Listen, defend Aaron a little bit. I think he blew it on not reaching back out to you because that's just common decency as a human being. Yeah. But what I would say is, like, man, listen, I've hooked up with people in my past that you have physical chemistry. You're like, hey, you're a fun person to hang out with. But then the next day you're like, it's just not all there. But you got to tell him.
I would have been okay with that if you were just honest. I didn't think you were talking about us as friends.
Well, there you go.
I'm into you as a friend. And, like, I definitely want to still hang out with you. It's just that, you know, I don't know about, like, a relationship where it's like, because that's a commitment, and you know.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Maybe, you know, that's why it might be a good idea sometimes to get to know somebody for real before sleeping with them.
Yeah.
Also, true. You know, so.
Hey, oh, come on, guys. Let's not bash, you know, first night sex here, guys.
Okay.
Listen, if both parties are in for it, then fine, dude. But when you're leading somebody on like that and you know this is not going to go anywhere, it's just a friend thing, but you still sleep with them just to lead them on, that's not cool, bro. But we got to wrap this up. Guys, thank you so much for giving the hookup hotline a shot. Julia, we wish you all the best. Aaron, thank you so much for tuning in, man.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. I got to bring up this question. In your experience, because I can't see this continuing to happen to people, you know what I'm saying, guys or girls, is sleeping with someone on your first date a good idea or bad idea? I challenge you if you think it's a good idea. Like, especially if you're trying to look for something serious.
Well, I mean, you need a challenge. That's exactly how my girlfriend and I met.
Like, we went on one date. It's going to work one out of 99 times.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that it's all situationally dependent. But if you challenge somebody, I'll just say it happened for me, and everything's been great. We had physical chemistry. We had a friendship. Everything's been awesome. And I never looked back at it and been like, I regret any of that.
877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. In your experience of sleeping with someone on your first date, not a one-night stand where you didn't know the person. Literally, it's like a first date.
You got to know their names.
Yeah. Good idea or bad idea, 877-971-HITS. Michelle from Boma, good morning.
Good morning.
Michelle, you're saying it's a good idea to sleep with someone on the first date because it worked for you. Break it down.
Okay, so I was working bartending in North Carolina, and my roommate came over with her boyfriend's friend and picked me up. And I was attracted to him. We wound up doing the dudes. You know, we're both adults, and we've been together for 20 years ever since.
There we go.
But then again, I mean, probably not a lot of options where you were living at the time.
Oh, come on. She's a bartender. She had plenty of options. But see, that's the thing with this topic though. It's all relative. Like, yeah, if you hooked up with somebody after you went out one night and the next day they just ghosted or they were a jerk to you, you're gonna think it's a terrible idea. But on the other hand, you can't say it's a bad idea when it worked out for 20 years. You kind of have to be like, yo, everything went exactly how it was supposed to go.
There are situations, obviously, like Kirsten's, obviously like yours, Brian, that has worked out so far. But when you look at probably percentages, majority of the time, it didn't work out.
When I talk to my friends, like literally the percentage of it that works out, it's like a 1 percentile.
There you go. Move right along, right? But Julia, from the hookup hotline, my problem with Aaron that did sleep with her on the first day is that he knew during the dinner, this girl is definitely not long-term material, and still went along with sleeping with her, leading her on.
Listen, yeah. If a lot of people don't admit to doing that at some point in time in their life, they're a bunch of fraud liars.
But does that make it right?
No, but it happens.
Exactly. That's
life.
My point.
It's just life.
That's my point. All right. Kirsten from Culver City. Good morning.
Good morning.
You think it's a terrible idea to sleep with somebody on the first date? Why?
I really do. I think it takes away from the intimacy of people really getting to know each other. I have a lot of great aspects about myself that's like an addition. That's like if you're on my good side, then you can handle the good. but a lot of people are dirty birdies out there, and you also get the risk of catching something. Yeah. So I'm going to examine you get to see the good.
You don't get like the ultimate package right away with Kirsten, you know, like 4K super ultra HD TV. You just get like the basic standard.
You got to work for it.
Exactly. Get it, Kirsten. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
Thank you. You as well.
Jenna from LA. Good morning.
Good morning.
You believe it's a terrible idea to sleep with somebody on the first date. Why?
Especially if you're looking for a relationship. I'm a firm believer in power of the cookie kind of thing, and you gotta make them want it and be interested in you. If you're gonna give it away on the first night, there's no reason that they're gonna come back.
I think that's interesting too. I think guys are naturally competitive creatures. Like, they like to feel like they worked for something, you know, and I think it opens up the idea that, oh, do you do this with everyone? You know, guys think that maybe you are easy. Like, I think that that's a conversation I've had with a lot of my guy friends. They like when a girl waits. There's something special about that and respectable.
Girls do the same thing. Well, they'll use a guy for their body. I mean, it never happened to me because I don't have a body. But I'm just saying, it goes both ways. Jenna, thank you for calling in and listening. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
Love you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. On our Twitter at 97.1 Amp Radio, Monica Ritchie's so mad at Julia from the Hookup Hotline. She's like, when you willingly sleep with someone on the first date, don't be surprised when things don't turn out like you wanted. Grow up and set expectations up front. He wanted a booty call. Duh. She wanted more, and neither was willing to say it. Oh, and by the way, the segment is called Hookup Hotline. So?
So aggressive, though.
Hold on. Let me just clear something up. We're not pimps here. Like, no, that is not. We're trying to get people to find true love. What are our texts saying, Brett?
It's pretty 50-50 on the text line. We have 562 from Norwalk. She said she did it on the first date, and she's with her husband for 13 years now. They have 3 kids. But she says, you know, I have to admit, it doesn't always work out. Okay. It's not always a good idea. I was blessed. And then we have a text here from the 951 that said, ladies, if you're opening up your legs the first night, chances are the guy is going to think you do that all the time and you're not wifey material.
The IE coming in strong. Well, there you go. Make up your own mind. 97.1
no
Amp Radio. You're commercial free.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. And about 80% of the time, he tends to be the one that's more drunk.
It's the best.
Than the person he's really interviewing. And just wait to hear the way he says certain words. It's hilarious.
Well, it's like he's got to have a little bit of a drinking base going because we've all been the one sober person at a party where everyone's obnoxious and you just find yourself getting irritated. So for him to get good stuff out of these folks, he has to have like a certain level of drunk, but not too much.
Yeah, it's his best work when he's equally drunk. 100%. It really is.
Here it is.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Brian. I'm from Alhambra.
How drunk are you right now?
I'm like a 12 out of 10. Yeah.
What was your 2019 New Year's resolution?
Basically, like, don't f*** with any guys who are married and just live that bad life.
We're a few weeks into January. Have you failed yet?
No, I haven't.
You think you're going to fail?
Not anytime soon. From my personal calendar, I have guys, you know, back to back right now, so I'm chilling. Like,
this guy!
up to June, I'm good.
What was your final hookup number for last year?
I'm going to say it was a 13. 13.
I got 14.
14?
Yeah, I got 14. Whoa.
Joel, it's not a competition. What's going on here? How come he just flip it and make it about himself?
Yeah, he's like, oh, boring. I got 14.
Which is literally just one more.
I guarantee you he would have gotten one up on him no matter what. He could have been like 30, 31.
Yeah, but I'm sure Joel didn't make it all about himself after that, right? He just needed to get that in real quick.
Oh, no. From where? Who was that? How would you beat me?
Okay, I got 14, my friend.
How was the last one?
That girl was amazing. The last one was amazing. You know, if you're listening to right now, girl, you're amazing. 806, you know who you were. You're the last one.
Wait, what?
What?
Is he throwing out an area What's code happening? Right now?
Yeah, which is actually, what is it, Lubbock, Texas? 806, right? Lord. Lubbock?
Yeah, I think it was Lubbock, Amarillo.
Amarillo?
Like, that. Yeah,
like the top of Texas somewhere.
Jeez. This dude is literally using this as a platform just for him to increase his number. He doesn't even care about who he's interviewing.
It should be called Joe Wow Tipsy Talk.
You know what's interesting is he said 14 last year? That's when the majority of the time last year he had a girlfriend.
Looks like he went on a tear when he didn't.
Interesting.
Would you consider your love life a touchdown or a fumble?
I mean, I would say a touchdown right now because I'm making money. You know, I'm going out of the country. I'm getting flown out. And I think right now.
Wait, you're getting flown out of the country by who?
Some old man. Someone's husband. Like,
one boy said someone's husband is flying me out of the country for free.
That was his resolution, is to not mess with married dudes. And he's already like, yeah, a married guy flies me out to places.
But does it count if it's outside of the country?
Debatable.
You a sugar daddy? What the hell?
Everyone should have had one. Like,
damn, I gotta find a sugar mama somewhere. I gotta find a sugar mama after this.
He almost didn't know whether he was going daddy or mama there. He just wanted sugar of any kind. Someone take care of me, pay my bills.
Boy. Fly me out, baby.
What's your favorite animal in the whole wide world?
I would say koala.
Koala.
You know, why koalas, koala? They're super friendly, they're cuddly, and cute as f. And that's me right there. I'm cool as f***.
What's that koala's mating call sound like?
I would say like, ca-ca, ca-ca.
Ca-ca.
What?
Your time is up.
Go ahead. All right. It was nice talking to y'all.
Your time is up?
Wow. Good old Joel. This is my favorite part about it, though.
New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution.
Wow. New Year's resolution.
All right, familia. Be careful out there when you see Joel. Because you could be next on Tipsy Talk.
I guess at this point, you don't have to be careful at all because Joel is going to sound drunker than you are anyway. You'll go through an interview with him and be like, wow, at least I'm not like that.
He makes me look great.
Exactly, right?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
So Lady Gaga had a surprise guest at her show in Vegas on Saturday night. That's right. It was her A Star Is Born co-star, Bradley Cooper.
Get it.
I love them. But the thing that's really funny about it is it wasn't planned.
Right.
Like, he's taken off guard. Like, she's, like, beckoning him up on stage because he's there, obviously, supporting her. And you can tell he's all flustered. He gets up on stage. She's, like, helping him put on his inner ear and, like, microphone situation.
Right.
And he's kind of like, I don't know how to use
this. Right, he's not a live performer. Yeah. He did during a movie. He does not, like, tours.
Like, that's not his thing, per se.
Yeah. Right, like, when he screwed up shooting the movie, they're like, he's the director, first of all. So he's like, I'm going to do that again.
Yeah, but either way, the crowd went wild, and here's a snippet of them performing. In the
get it, bro. First of all, the crowd's going to go crazy regardless. Just Bradley Cooper standing there.
Oh,
my God. You know? But he sounded really good.
Yeah, there's a couple hiccups, but like,
yeah, he just didn't
really
push himself out of his comfort zone. Like, when you're going to say anyone, I'd put this to anybody.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a serious vocalist. Let Lady Gaga shine there. All you got to do is just harmonize and don't try to hit any high notes. Just be Bradley Cooper. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, definitely. I wish I was at that show. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
So apparently, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is mad that he wasn't cast in the hit movie Crazy Rich Asians. Yesterday on the SAG Awards red carpet, the director, John M. Chu, who's friends with The Rock because they worked together on G.I. Joe Retaliation, during an interview, he was talking about the movie, and he said that after Crazy Rich Asians came out, The Rock called him to basically pick a bone with him. Here you go.
The Rock did call me. He was mad that I didn't call him for this one.
Wait. Dwayne The Rock Johnson called you?
He called me. He was like, we're so proud, blah, blah, blah. Why didn't you call me for this? So okay, next so time.
Maybe we're going to.
We'll see.
Because you can't be in every movie, Rock.
That's exactly what
I mean.
What,
geez,
yeah,
like, I got 27 mediocre movies in the theaters right now. I know because they're all on air. Every time I fly now, it's like Rampage, Skyscraper, everything with Kevin Hart he did over the last 2 years. Just let other people have a movie.
Well, maybe that's why, Brian. He wanted to be on a good movie.
I mean, then be more selective. You don't have to take the Nicolas Cage approach and just do everything.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Anywhere.
Wow.
What is this?
You got to go to our Instagram live to see
Lord
Brian's LA Rams surprise that he got over the weekend. This is ridiculous. We're
I got
live
fuzz in my mouth.
It looks like a character from Sesame Street.
We're on live on Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. Check us out. You are commercial free all day today and a chance at you winning $1,000 coming up in 3 more minutes. Before we get to Brian's weekend surprise, in regards to the LA Rams leading up to the big game this Sunday, we want to talk about a cool surprise that the Rams custodian, Alfonso Garcia, got this weekend. He got called into the GM's office. He totally feared, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be let go. This is the end of it. Aww. Why else am I getting called into the GM's office?
Right. You don't get called into the GM's office ever for really anything, especially surprise. And when you're the custodian, you're like, oh no, budget cuts. Are they changing facilities? What's going on?
And then it's like towards the end of the season. So you're like, oh. So when he walked in, he saw Rams star wide receiver Brandon Cooks. He was hanging out right there and he said, hey, we just want to let you know you mean so much to us as the custodian.
Oh my gosh.
Everything you do does not go unnoticed. And they gave him Super Bowl tickets for him and his son. This is his response along with his son, who's 8. His name is Josh.
Told him, we're not going to Buffalo Wings to watch the game. We're going to Atlanta to be there in the stadium to see the Rams beat the Patriots.
Well, it makes me feel really happy because I've never been to a Super Bowl before. I think it's probably going to be like 27 to probably 20. Rams are going to win.
Preach, Josh. Yes, Rams are going to win. That would have been funny. He's like, yeah, Pats are going to win.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, hold on. Give me those tickets back.
He's like, go Brady. No.
Yeah, but you know, whatever. Super Bowl tickets, big deal. But what Brian got as a surprise this weekend, now this right here is something that's memorable.
A big deal because literally it's huge.
Now, a little bit of context. Brian just jumped on the bandwagon for the Rams.
Driving
like many
that
of
thing,
you.
Man.
You're totally on that bandwagon.
I can't take you seriously right now.
How did you end up getting this out of control, huge, out of this life hat that you're wearing
okay,
right now?
Okay, so I felt like I've dubbed myself the captain of the bandwagon for the Rams. The Rams wagon, if it were. And so I'm like, you know what? I need a captain's hat.
Yes.
So what happened was I was with my girlfriend and I was like, oh, who do I know that's super artsy and craftsy? Producer Brad's wife, Nikki, is like the queen of arts and crafts, clearly, as you can tell.
Totally.
And I was sitting there going like, I need a captain's hat. So I texted Nikki and I was like, Nikki, I need, if you can make this, like a Rams bandwagon captain hat, I need it to be ridiculous. As ridiculous as you can make it. And I go, like, envision Captain Crunch.
Totally. Because
that's what it looks
thinking.
Like.
Oh yes.
Envision Captain Crunch. And then at one point in time, she sent me a text message, and I was like, oh my God, it's like a big furry animal.
It literally is
the size of Brian's torso, and it's just on top of his head. So he's like double his height. Torso.
It's huge. And the thing was is that this hat is ridiculous. It looks like Captain Crunch's hat made of blue fur. And it's got a Rams logo, it's got Amp logos, and the whole thing was like, hey, when you see me, because I'm going to be in Atlanta this week for the Super Bowl, when you see me down tailgating at some of the Rams locations or out and about all over the place, when you see me...
Wait, did you just light it up? It lights up.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Brian! It has lights. So everything is blue, and obviously there are two yellow stripes to make it look like a football and representing the Rams. It just lit up. There are lights, clear white Christmas lights. And it's battery powered. Yeah. Your wife is amazing. Well, she's got to sell these, producer Brad.
Let's hope it doesn't rain. Because this could be
it's going to be fine this weekend. It's supposed to snow on Tuesday in Atlanta, but the rest of the week is going to be cold and crystal clear. But the thing is now is that I can't, like, I have to ship this to Atlanta if I'm going to wear it.
Why can't you wear it on the airport?
I can't get this on an airplane. I can barely fit in an airplane seat by myself. You want me to try to bring a hat that counts as my carry-on? This would have to be a checked bag.
Yeah, bro. I bet you don't even know this. Ask Nikki, Bruce Brad's wife. It probably plays as a bag, too. I mean, you can put stuff in it. Yeah. She probably has a zipper hidden in there where you could put all your stuff in there.
So the whole goal was when you guys see me out and about with what looks like a 4-foot Captain Crunch hat, I am the bandwagon captain of the Rams bandwagon.
That's a neck workout you're getting right now, bro. That looks heavy as heck.
It's unbelievably, like, attention to detail is amazing. I don't know why Nikki doesn't make these for every parade ever.
Totally.
Like, these are ridiculous.
I love it. You know what it also reminds me of? Like, those big old, like, mustaches in front of the Lyft cars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, right? But, like, big pink. They don't do that anymore, but they used to when it first started. They put the pink fuzzy mustaches right on the front of the car.
I just feel like I now know what every Vegas showgirl who's worn one of those giant head things feels like. Like, I'm balancing it. It is a little heavy on my neck.
Try to stand up real quick, right? See if you can do it without it falling. Oh, he did it!
Oh, yeah, good job.
The problem is I'm wearing headphones upside down underneath, so it's not actually able to get on my head all the way.
All right, guys, check out this amazing Rams hat that producer Brad's wife Nikki did. Nikki, you are gifted, girl. It's up on our Instagram live feed right now at 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea trying something new. Anything goes. What's on your mind Mondays? Shoot us a call, 877-971-HITS, and we'll just go through the phone line. Hey, what's up? What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Mary. I'm from Ontario, California. Is this Edgar?
What up, Mary? Yeah, this is Edgar.
Hey! Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Who did you think you were calling today?
Do I owe you money? What's going on? Why are you so excited?
Like, you've been served, Edgar.
I've been looking for you. You owe me money. You owe me tamales from when we cut the rosca.
Good morning. I'm on my way to work right now, and I'm so stoked that you guys are answering.
You're so cute.
That's funny.
Well, thanks. That's what happens when you call us. Mm-hmm. Remember, we don't have as many listeners as other morning shows, so we actually answer our calls.
We're also in L.A.
Right. That is so convenient.
Yeah. So what's up, Mary? What's on your mind?
Nothing. Just calling you guys up.
Well, thank you for listening to us. Appreciate you and appreciate all the love.
Yes, I love it. And you know what? I used to listen to your brother with my dad every morning. So I love that I get to listen to you now because it's like the new generation of your family.
You're going to make me cry. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
And I'm like, Dad, I listen to his brother every morning now.
That's awesome. Well, please, thank your dad for listening to my bro, Piolin, as he was driving you to school or whatevs. And thank you for listening to us now. So appreciate the love and keeping it in the Sotelo family.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Angelica from Placentia, good morning.
1, 2, 3.
Good morning.
The countdown, I love that.
So you've been practicing. Angelica, who's all with you right now? What's on your mind?
This is Ashley.
This is Kayla.
And this is Haley.
Hi, what are you girls up to?
We just wanted to ask you, would you guys like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Hold
on a second.
That was easy.
I think you need to give us a sales pitch, really. One of us. You got to pick one of us.
I'm already sold, so.
Well, then you got to
impress Brian.
No, I got to run up the bill on Chelsea, because we don't know how much she wants to buy cookies, but we don't know how many cookies and how much she wants to spend. Okay. So why don't you give us a pitch, and we'll decide like how much Chelsea's got to spend on cookies right now.
Okay.
It's $5 a box, and we also have a new cookie. It is a chocolate chip cookie that has a caramel flavoring, and it's gluten-free.
Chelsea,
got it!
Oh, you know the way to my heart.
You're piling on now.
It's over.
How many boxes does she need to buy?
Total, we're looking is to sell 1,200.
Okay, well, that's a little out of my budget.
I mean, how many does she need to buy right now?
I thought she was going to say 12.
But how about I buy 7 boxes?
That will be perfect.
Okay, I'll buy 7 boxes. I want Samoas. I want Junior Mints, and I want those gluten-free guys. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And I'll go ahead and match the 7 boxes as well.
That would be great. Thank you.
Oh, so nice.
Well, have fun with your cookies, guys. Fine, I'll get 7 boxes too. But I've done this before where I've coldly just shot people down on the. I was kind of hoping Chelsea would say no.
We just got hustled to buy 21 Girl Scout cookie
Fine,
boxes.
Fine, we'll buy boxes.
That is awesome. You know what?
Thank you so much. We each have goals.
Oh, awesome.
Well, we love you guys. Hang on the line, and then we'll get details how we can get you guys the money for that, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, we asked what's on your mind on Monday, and they're about reaching their goal. 1,200 Girl Scout cookie boxes sold.
Maybe that should be the last time we do that. it costs us money when we ask.
I already tried to dodge Girl Scouts coming in and out of every grocery store I go into. Now I got to dodge them at work.
Oh, ridiculous. Man. I feel like if we continue this segment, we're going to go broke.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
And right about now, we got today's The Dopest Moment Award, and it goes out to our street teamer, Joao and Brian, a dude he interviewed during Tipsy Talk, where we interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Surprise, Joao was more drunk than the person he was interviewing.
I almost felt like Brian was interviewing him.
Yeah, somehow it turned about all about Joao. So, you know what? Dopest Moment, you guys made us laugh. Appreciate you. Check it out.
What was your 2019 New Year's resolution?
Basically, like, don't f*** with any guys who are married.
We're a few weeks into January. Have you failed yet?
No, I haven't.
What was your final hookup number for last year?
13.
I got 14.
How was the last one?
That girl was amazing. Girl, you're amazing. 806, you know who you were. You're the last one.
Wait, what? Is he throwing out an area code right now? This dude is literally using this as a platform just for him to increase his number. He doesn't even care about who he's interviewing.
It should be called Joao Tipsy Talk.
Would you consider your love life a touchdown or a fumble?
I mean, I would say a touchdown right now because I'm making money. You know, I'm going out of the country. I'm getting flown out.
You're getting flown out of the country? By who?
Some old man. Someone's husband.
Like, you a sugar daddy? What the hell? Damn. I gotta find a sugar mama somewhere. I gotta find a sugar mama after this.
He almost didn't know whether he was going daddy or mama there. He just wanted sugar of any kind.
He just wanted to make his life a little sweeter regardless.
I mean, we gotta track down the girl from the 806, because at the bare minimum, she needs to hear that just eloquently worded shout out. Just the romance just flying out of Joao's mouth. And I feel like if she doesn't know that she was the best, last year.
You the best.
Yeah, we gotta fix that.
It's gonna totally fulfill her Valentine's coming up, right?
My favorite thing is that he actually knew his number. Like, he thought about that, or he literally made a list in his phone of the names and the area codes. Like,
he's got notches on his bed.
And as we know, usually when a dude gives his number, you gotta divide it by 2 or 3.
Yeah,
at least.
So true.
806, by the way, is Lubbock, Texas.
806, girl, where are you?
Call us.
Holla.
We want to chat.
All right. Coming up next, we got Yessi Ortiz taking over your radio. And remember, kill me. Am I drunk?
Oh, okay. January.
Wow, January. And remember, another chance for you to win $1,000 coming up at 10:10 this morning. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. As my little daughter says,
I win.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.